So, yeah, welcome to Giga Texas.
Yeah.
We're aiming to achieve a 2 million vehicle run rate by the end of the year. Thanks to the hard work of the Tesla team, we've already been able to achieve a 1.5 million unit annualized run rate. And depending on how the rest of this year goes, I think we might get close to, or we'll get approximately at the 1.5 million mark, and be exiting the year at a 2 million unit run rate. And then also worth noting, just recently in the last a few weeks, we made our 3 millionth car. It looks like one of those sort of business plan presentation things that doesn't actually come true, but you see it in the venture capital business plan situation. But it's actually true. That's the amazing part. And I thought it's interesting to look at the cumulative profitability since inception. And this approximately tracks to sort of mental pain, actually. I'm just very proud of the fact that we've actually been able to produce more cash than we have spent, and have positive retained earnings and be worth our salt, essentially. You can see we obviously had some challenges there in 2017. But since then, our free cash flow generation has been very good, and trending upwards, and this is really before autonomy really kicks in. We have autonomy to some degree. When we started out, it was dumb to start a car company, and then dumb squared to do an electric car company. And we were told, you're never going to make money, et cetera. And we didn't for a while. But now we have the highest operating margin in the whole industry. The EVs are, electric vehicles are taking a market share from gasoline cars. Get maximum market share or anything. It was really trying to get to show the auto industry that it was possible to go electric, and that if you made compelling electric cars, people would buy them. Also, when our competitors advertise for electric vehicles, every time they do that, our sales go up. So, definitely don't want to count chickens until they're hatched. But I think we're tracking to have Model Y be the highest selling vehicle by revenue this year, and the highest by unit volume next year. And we might be able to announce another factory location later this year. I think ultimately we'll end up building, probably at least 10 or 12 gigafactories, and there will be really gigafactories, like output, aiming for output, average output of like 1.5 to 2 million units per factory, which is enormous. So, with respect to, sometimes you get this sort of, these bogus attacks of like EVs are somehow worse than gasoline cars, which is not true. The average life cycle emissions of an EV are dramatically lower than that of a gasoline car. I'm kind of telling you things you already know. Now this is a thing that I think is super cool. If you add up all the energy produced over the last 10 years by Tesla solar panels, it is more energy than was used to manufacture all of our cars and charge all of our cars at superchargers and at home. And obviously, battery packs are various recyclable. You can think of it like high-grade ore. Do you want to, crunch up a bunch of rocks or crunch up a battery pack, which is like super high-grade ore? So it's a no-brainer to recycle battery packs. And we are already recycling. I should point this out. Sometimes people wonder what's happening. We're already recycling at over 50 a week in Nevada. And one of the things we've done is create the largest castings that have ever been done. And they're very complex castings. And so we're able to take 171 pieces of metal and go from 171 pieces to two. And in the process, make it lighter, stiffer, with better ride handling, better noise, vibration, harshness, better sealing against water. So it's really better in every way. We have, at this point, from Model S or even Model 3, we're at about 30% of the robots used for Model 3, from a current Model Y. The thing that will be hardest to replicate is Tesla's manufacturing technology. So this is actually very important from a long-term standpoint. You know, when thinking about the competitiveness of companies, especially if the companies are technology companies, I recommend looking at where the smartest engineers want to work. This is wherever the smartest engineers want to work, that's going to be that technology company is going to be the one that is likely to succeed. Just like if it's a pro sports team, where are the ace players going? Okay, probably that team will win. So we put a lot of effort into ensuring that the best engineers in the world want to work at Tesla. And frankly, sometimes Tesla's number one, sometimes SpaceX number one. And obviously we keep upgrading the supercharger capability. We're now at version 3. We'll start rolling out version 4, I don't know, maybe next year. So they just the superchargers get better and better, and we've also made a lot of progress on safety. So our cars are already the safest in the industry. So we have the lowest probability of injury of any cars ever tested by the U.S. government, and we update this in real time. So because our cars are connected, this is a big difference. We're also seeing FSD beta grow very rapidly. And this is definitely going to go very exponential in miles driven. So we're now at over 40 million miles, and I suspect by the end of this year we'll be well over 100 million miles. So, and we're still tracking very much to have widespread deployment of FSD beta this year in North America. So, AI Day Part 2. I think people will be blown away, but that's at the end of next month, so we'll leave that, except there's going to be a lot of cool stuff. Huh, I wonder how many cars we'll have in 10 years. 10 years ago, we had less than 3,000 cars. Now we've made 3 million. I'd say 100 million is pretty doable. So, I'd be surprised if it's not over 100 million in 10 years. And then many other products, some of which you've heard about, some of which you have not. The vast majority of our growth, basically 90% of our growth, has been organic, which I think is actually a really good thing. But if we do see interesting companies, we will acquire them, but it's quite rare for us to acquire a company. But we are interested in companies that are very good at manufacturing automation, software, AI, manufacturing technology in general, that kind of thing. Depending on what our future cash flow looks like, I think a sort of share buyback is possible. I wouldn't want to commit to that, but let's just make sure that there's not some force majeure event somewhere. I think we want to make sure we have plenty of capital that future cash flow is looking very solid and the world is relatively stable. And then I think share buyback is on the table. Yeah. So how many factories are necessary to achieve 20 million vehicles? I think probably roughly a dozen. So we're aiming for 1.5 to 2 million units per factory. Cybertruck pricing, it was unveiled in 2019, and the reservation was $99. So, a lot has changed since then. So the specs and the pricing will be different. I hate to sort of give a little bit of bad news, but I think there's no way to sort of haven't anticipated quite the inflation that we've seen and the various issues. But what I can say is that the Cybertruck will be one hell of a product. And it's going to be like a damn fine machine. So, now what could possibly go wrong in answering this question? Let me just say that, I hope for peace and respect. So, 4680, This is not an easy one to answer. We are making a decent number every week, and I think we'll be in high volume production by the end of this year. It's always difficult to predict. This is because a lot of new technology. What's the slope of the S curve on ramp? And except that I'm confident we will get to the high production rate. But it's probably end of this year before we get confidently to a high production rate. But this does not affect our vehicle output. We actually have enough battery cell supply from suppliers to make 1.5 million cars this year. So it's not a constraint on output. It will be important for next year. New mass plan is not yet ready. I don't know, maybe aim to get it done this month. But like I said, it's going to be just looking at the big picture. What does it take to make Earth fully self-sustaining from an energy standpoint? And just map it out and say this is what needs to be done. Tesla will try to be as useful as possible in this regard, and hopefully lots of other companies can join in and help accelerate the sustainable energy revolution. Most of our commodities, most of the things that go into a Tesla, not all, but I don't know, more than half, the prices are trending down in 6 months, 6 months from now. Now, this could change, obviously, but the trend is down, which suggests that we are past peak inflation. Now, making macroeconomic prognostications is a recipe for disaster, but my guess is that we're past peak inflation, and that we will have a recession. I think it will be a relatively mild recession, sort of. But I'm just guessing here. This is total speculation. But I would guess it's a mild recession for, I don't know, 18 months or something like that. It would be my best guess right now. We don't have fundamental capital misallocations in the U.S. as we have had in the past, like in leading up to 2008, where we were building primary housing units at twice the rate of household formation, which obviously doesn't make sense. And there were a lot of companies that were over-levered. The leverage or debt that companies have right now is relatively low. I would say probably, mild, moderate recession, maybe 18 months-ish. I think inflation is going to drop rapidly. That's my guess. It's interesting to think about an autonomous car because, when you drive around, look at how many cars are parked. Like, they're just parking lots full of cars everywhere because cars need a driver, and so most of the time they're doing nothing. Typically a passenger car is going to be like 12 hours a week or something like that of usage. Now, if it's autonomous, maybe it can get to 50 or 60 hours of usage. Then that's sort of, four or five-fold improvement in the utility of a car. But the interesting thing is that the car still costs the same. So in that scenario, at least for some period of time, the effective gross margin on an autonomous car is kind of boggles the mind. You'd have the option of owning a car, using a car just occasionally when you need it, like an auto Uber or something like that. And there would be people, and then an owner of a car could decide that they want to use their car or they want to add or subtract it to the fleet. So I think it would end up being some kind of combination of like Airbnb and Uber or something like that. But the utility of the car will just be mind-blowingly great. And then, like I said, Optimus will really bring the future to now. I mean, assuming we get all these things, we do all these things, I think probably Tesla will be the most valuable company in the world.
Probably the thing we worry about most, it's not PR, but it's it's succession. So, you know, key man risk is a big thing. How does the board think about your succession, and especially when you have, you know, a judge is going to decide in a couple months whether or not you have to take over Twitter? How would you split your time?
Tesla is definitely gathering a lot of momentum, and we have a very exciting product roadmap that will last a long time. So now, obviously, execution against that roadmap is difficult because these are not simple products. They're not copies of what anyone else is doing. They're new things. But I intend to stay with Tesla as long as I can be useful. You know, I can be most useful, I think, on the product design and manufacturing. So basically factory design, product design, sort of manufacturing optimization. So, we do have a very talented team here. So I think Tesla, you know, would continue to do very well even if I was kidnapped by aliens. or went back to my home planet, maybe. And I think in the case of Twitter, since I use it a lot, shoot myself in the foot a lot, you know, dig my grave, etc. You know, I think it's, I do understand the product quite well, so I think I've got a good sense of where to point the engineering team at Twitter to make it radically better. I do sort of have a grander vision for what I thought X.com or X Corporation could have been back in the day. It's a pretty grand vision, and now obviously that could be started from scratch, but I think Twitter would help accelerate that by 3 to 5 years. So it's kind of like something I've thought would be quite useful for a long time. I know what to do. Don't have to have Twitter for that, but it's like I said, it's probably at least a 3-year accelerant. And I think it's something that will be very useful to the world. Warren Company, I think, is capable of much more transformation than it may seem. We actually have an operational tunnel in Vegas right now. So, yeah, if you go to Vegas, go to Resorts World, and you can hop in the tunnel and go to the convention center, and like, yeah, and you can pay in Doge. Exactly. I'm doing what I can to support Doge. So, I mean, right now our goal with Dojo is just to be really good at video training. We actually already have, I think, maybe the fourth, and maybe approaching the third most powerful computing center in the world for AI training. I think it might be third at this point, which obviously uses just an enormous number of GPUs and stuff. Our first goal with Dojo is to make it competitive and be more effective at neural net training than a whole bunch of GPUs. We might get there soonish. Then, of course, it can be used for many other neural net training tasks. It's a computer designed from the ground up to be optimized for neural net training, which really no computer that's never been done before. I'd say, like, it definitely, like, I'd like to sort of convey a message of optimism about the future. If we work, you know, really hard to accelerate sustainable energy, sustainable transport, the future will be good. You know, I think just make sure people know that. Like, I'm not suggesting complacency at all. I'm literally saying if we work hard towards a sustainable future, we will achieve it. And the future is bright. So.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks guys, thank you. Thank you.